Hello, family. Welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. This isn't going to be a normal Bible study. This is my story and why I'm still here. This is going to be a testimony of grace, struggle, and purpose. This episode is going to be different than everything I've done before, or probably anything I'm going to do after this. It's not a teaching. It's not a breakdown of scripture. This time, I'm going to share my testimony with you. I'm 53 years old, and I've been sober from drugs and alcohol for over 25 years. I've been walking with Jesus for almost as long, but that walk hasn't always been clear, or easy, or even consistent. I gave my life to Christ after being invited to church by a friend's mom 25 years ago. And that day, something shifted. Not immediately, but it shifted. And I felt the presence of God. I knew it was real because I've never felt anything like that before in my life. It was a real, honest to God. Sorry to say that, but honest to God, love. So I jumped in. I sang in the choir. I served in the youth ministry. Even helped with the single adults group. As time went on, I realized I had been going through the motions. No one really explained to me what it meant to be saved or what it meant to walk with God. Yeah, I prayed. I read the Bible. But I didn't quite understand what salvation meant at that moment. It's a lifelong transformation. And deep down, something was off. Always try to be a kind person. I help everybody I can. I love God's people, but privately, I battle. I battled depression my whole life. I survived suicide attempts, and I've tried a couple more. And I know what people say, you're saved, you're a Christian, you shouldn't feel that way. But here's the truth. You can love God and still feel broken. You can believe in Jesus and still face darkness. In 2024, my mom passed away, and something inside me cracked. That loss, that grief, it pushed me to search deeper. I started connecting with people on TikTok, people who are also trying to walk with God through pain, and I felt it. Share my word. But I didn't know, and I'm not the type to walk up and start talking to people and preaching and sharing God's word. So I waited, and I kept wondering. Then came 2025, and I hit that wall again. A dark, overwhelming depression, the kind that doesn't just whisper lies, it screams. And it screamed. Those thoughts come back. And this time I almost didn't make it. But God stepped in. I texted a friend who's a good, strong Christian, and we talked for 2 hours. In that conversation, something changed. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it to you. But something inside lifted. He was patient. He was understanding. He was caring. And he listened. Hear me. He listened. I don't have people like that. He changed it. Not all at once, but slowly and steadily, that fear began to fade. That Bible says we're supposed to be accountable one to another. And when I finally opened up, prayed, and allowed someone to walk with me, God began healing the places I didn't even know were bleeding. And then I remembered something he'd told me months before. Use your time to share my word. So that's why I started this podcast. Not because I'm a preacher. Not because I'm better than anybody else. Not because I'm perfect or I have it all together. But because I know what it's like to struggle. But I also know what it means to be kept by His grace. So if you're listening to this, if you ever felt unseen, stuck, or unsure, let me say this to you. You're not alone. You're still here. And that means God's not done with you yet. You still have a purpose. This isn't just my story. It's a reminder that your story isn't over either. Let's pray. God, thank you for never giving up on me, for showing up in the darkest valleys and calling me back to life. I pray for everybody listening right now who feels like they lost their way. Remind them that they're not too far gone. Heal what's hidden. Redeem what feels ruined. And use this story to breathe hope into theirs. In Jesus' name, amen. If it's touched you as much as it did me writing it and sharing it, share it with somebody else. Because you know as well as I do, you and I are not the only ones who feel this, who are dealing with this. Thank you for listening. God bless you.